This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic practical worship system, and that is the act of performance of salah, which is the daily prayer. When it comes to children and to introduce salah to them such that it becomes a part of their daily life, it is very important for us to look at this one principle very carefully out of the different principles of teaching and nurturing salah to children. We find this principle to be very relevant for us, especially for those who live in places that children are not introduced to salah early on and they do not live in an environment that is encouraging salah, and that is to not go into excess and overboard when we are teaching and nurturing salah. This excess and extremism when it comes to teaching salah can have a very severe detrimental effect on the Islamic nurturing and education of children. For example, on one hand, we find that the Holy Prophet himself would caution people from leading salah in congregation in such a way that would overburden the people who are following in the congregational prayer. So for example, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi one day and he complained about a person who would lead salah but take a very long time in ending the salah. And this person, when he complained to Rasulullah, who is the messenger of mercy, he became quite angered. And he went forward and he told the people, "O people, why do you distract and push people away from salah and from worship? Why do you drive people away from salah? Any person who leads people in congregation should shorten his prayer such that there might be individuals who are sick or those who are weak or those who have certain issues and chores that they have to look after, and shortening of salah in this way would assist in, on one hand, granting them the thawab and the reward of being together in congregation, and on the other hand, it will keep them attached to prayer, to salah, rather than driving them away from it. And it is known from the different companions of Rasulullah that they say that when Rasulullah himself would lead salah, فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَانَ إِذَا صَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ خَفَّ بِهِمْ. And they would say that Rasulullah, when he would lead salah, he would make it very short, such that we even have traditions that when a child once was crying, when a baby was once crying, the Holy Prophet sped through salah, such that the companions were surprised. And they said, "Oh, Rasulullah, what happened to you in the middle of salah? You started to speed." And Rasulullah said, "Did you not hear that baby crying? The baby was actually wanting to have milk, and the mother was busy in congregational prayers. And had I extended the salah too long, it would have kept the baby away from the mother. And since I did not wish for that, I sped through salah." So we find this seerah, this lifestyle of the Holy Prophet, to make salat easier. Obviously, when we talk about speeding through salah or making it easier, we do not mean that we let go of the wajib and the obligatory aspects of salah. Rather, we maintain those, but at times, due to circumstances, we do not go through all the different mustahabbat, all the different recommended acts. For example, reciting long surahs is recommended in salah. But when reciting in congregation, it can be avoided. Or when teaching children or leading children through salah, it can be avoided. And such is the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny, that we need to learn from and keep away from excess when nurturing salah in our children. I hope you enjoy today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.